I am self-perpetuating. Ho, 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 ho. I am self-renewing now. I am self-perpetuating. I am self-renewing now. What wonderful big terms those are. How fantastic those two sets of words are. But since God is all and I am God, I create all things to be that which I am. And I create the body of man as a self-perpetuating, self-renewing organism. I create man to reconstruct into his personal body all that is and all that ever will be. I create the body idea, divine idea of the body, the divine man. And by man's thinking, he takes the divinity that I am in him and makes it manifest. As I created man in my image and likeness by the power of my word, so man as my image creates all in the same power. Now, do I have that ability? Surely do. For all of the world is a reflection of who I am. The first big hurdle I have to get myself over is the fact that I am indeed God. I am indeed the creator of the universe. I am indeed all. If God is in all, as all, through all, and in me, my big responsibility is to take responsibility for the fact that I do create. I do create with that same ease and that same perfection and that same magnificence as God creates in his image and likeness and power of his word, so that man in God's image and likeness projects his body by the same power. Can I do that? Sure can. I do that all the time. I say I'm happy, and I'm happy. I say I'm healthy, and I'm healthy. I say I perpetuate my body in wholeness and peace, and I perpetuate my body in wholeness and peace. I do everything in my life, in my world, in my being. I do everything that I am to bring forth the divinity that I am, the magic that I am, the wonder that I am. I am self-perpetuating and self-renewing. Now, every moment as I think who I am, every moment as I think who the divinity is, what God is, what life is, what all is, every moment that I think that, I bring that forth into my experience. I perpetuate this, I bring this into expression again and again and again in my life, in my affairs, by my every thought, by my every dream, by my every desire, by my every expectation of who and what I am. I am the body of man. I am the body of God. I am expressing that body in a self-perpetuating, self-renewing experience, always loving, always joyful, always fantastic. There's nothing new in my body. Every atom in my body is just as glorious as it was at the moment I put it there the first time. And every atom in my body is unchanged, untouched, but it is the substance with which I use to make the physical body I have. I make my physical body out of atoms, and these atoms are beautiful, perfect in every respect. And as I take these atoms, I put them to work, and I tell these atoms, you're good, and these atoms are good. I tell these atoms that you create the most beautiful body in the world, me. I'm a self-perpetuating body. I'm a self-renewing body. I am always glowing, going as an expression of all it is. Now, when I come to a point in my body, in my life, where I no longer self-perpetuate or self-renew, where I am that I am, where I no longer feel I am going to improve, I'm going to add to it, I'm going to bring it back to life or give its life away, Am I ever going to come to a point in my thinking world where I no longer play that game? Well, now, that point is right now. That point is right this moment. Right this moment, I recognize that I am the allness. Right this moment, I recognize that I am immortality. I am eternality. I am forever. I don't have to die. I don't have to leave this body. I don't have to stay in this body. I can so spiritualize, if you will, so energize, so magnificently look at my body and see it as its divine reality. Full, perfect, complete, right now, in every wonderful way. I don't have to do a thing to it. I don't have to change it. I don't have to improve it. I don't have to add to it. I don't have to self-perpetuate it. I don't have to self-renew it. It is all that it is right now. Self-perpetuating and self-renewing are human things. Certainly, the mind of God does not need to self-perpetuate or self-renew anything. It is all. If God is the allness, is the isness, where does energy have any work to do? Where does the power of the universe have anything to do? Where does the omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence of the universe exist? How can it exist in an is? In an is that is all and complete right now. Yes, indeed. How can you and I think that there is a message in the omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence? The self-perpetuating, self-renewing, they sound good, don't they? They sound kind of fun to a human. But to the divine, they sound like going backwards. To the divine, they're not moving into the reality. And the reality is that all is perfect right now. All is magnificent right now. All is complete right now. There's nothing to improve. There's nothing to uplook. It's merely for me, in my mind, to stop thinking of ideas that tell me that I am not something and think of ideas that say I am something. I am that I am. And as I believe I am that I am, as I live I am that I am, I am that I am. The isness wants for nothing. The isness looks out of itself, and itself is all, and it sees itself wherever it looks, because it is itself wherever it is. And it does not need a home. It does not need possessions. It does not need anything. The teachings of the University of Healing are quite explicit in all these things, and we repeat these affirmations again and again. I am unpossessed. I am non-judgmental. I am unconditionally loving. What wonderful phrases and words these are. When will we come to the moment of saying, it is done? When will we come to the moment of saying, I no longer seek to self-perpetuate my body and my self-renew my being? These are fantastic phrases and wonderful ideas for a human being. But I'm looking at life a little further than from the human being point of view. I'm looking at life from the divine point of view. I'm looking at life from who I really am. And if I keep saying, I am human, I surely will be human. Now, it's not bad being human. But what we want to do is we want to be divine. No longer will we self-perpetuate ourselves. No longer will we self-renew ourselves. No longer will we look on the outer. But we will look at the peace within us. And the peace within us is our being, our reality. The peace within us is the wonder, the magic that we are. Can we live that today? Can we take the atoms of our being today and form them into the ideal body, or have we done it already? Can we take the unconditional atoms, the non-possessed atoms, the beautiful atoms that work for me, the stem cell atoms that are pure, that are ready to reveal the divinity that I am, that are not necessarily looking to the human or divinity, but they look in the direction I tell them to look. And I tell these unconditional atoms within me, I tell these stem cell atoms within me, you are perfect and good. I am perfect and good. And the stem cell atoms say to me, okay, let's build that. Let's work on that. I like that. I am, and there's nothing for me to do. It's just be me, be who I am, be all that I am. And how wonderful that is. That's who I am. Let us not be entranced by these beautiful words of self-perpetuating and self-renewing, because they are exciting and they are wonderful. And they do reconstruct the body. But let's just recognize that already all the stem cells in our body, all the atoms in our body, are perfect. As an atom, we are told, can neither be created nor destroyed, so a stem cell can neither be created nor destroyed, but a stem cell is birthing itself every day with the awareness of what it is, the awareness of its magnificence, the awareness of its goodness. And this is who I am. And this is who my creation are. And this is all that matters, is I am that I am, and I am that I am right now. Yes, I am self-perpetuating, self-renewing now. And I step from that imagery into I am all now. I am the is now. I am all that is and all that ever will be, and I am the happiest being on the face of the earth now and forevermore. I love you, my creation. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love me. I love me. I love me.